Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And welcome in our next guest here, who just had his jersey head up into the rafters down at Enterprise Center, Mr. Chris Pronger, number 44 himself. Prongs, how we doing today, bud?
I'm doing fabulous. How about you guys?
I think we're doing pretty good. I mean, it's a beautiful day. It's a little cold, although this is nothing like Dryden, Ontario, is it?
It is a little crispy out there, but yes, not bad at all.
So Prongs, great scene the other night, obviously, with the number going up to the rafters. I thought the whole ceremony was fantastic. I know you've talked to a lot of people lately, so we appreciate you coming on here and giving us a few minutes, but... You know, your initial thoughts as you're standing out there kind of taking it all in, what's something that came to mind immediately? You must have had some kind of a flashback at some point about your time here with the Blues.
I just think, you know, the ups and downs, the adversity, the struggles, the successes, the good times, you know, it's a roller coaster career and, a lot of teammates, coaches, ownership groups. You know, there was a lot going on in my 10 years in St. Louis when I played here. So, a lot of great memories and a lot of those hard times that I'm talking about help mold and shape you and make you who you are.
Yeah, you know, I love that you brought that up because I was here when you first got here and, you know, was on your team when you went through some of that adversity at first. And, you know, you talked about it jokingly the other night about being traded for Brendan Shanahan, who we all know is a massive fan favorite here. And people probably didn't really know who Chris Pronger from the Hartford Whalers was coming in here. But what helped you get through that? Because I know that wasn't an easy time.
Well, I think that's the significance of the Bud Light. I think early on there was some late nights. There was some.
Oh yeah, there were
a lot of it was some great teammates. Kind of talking me through it and keeping me trying to keep me not falling too far down in the doldrums. And you know, it's hard when you're going through situations like that. You can get pretty far down and into the depths and. Depressed and things of that nature. And really you got to get back to having fun and joking around the locker room and get out on the ice, get a good sweat and zip the puck around and having that type of fun and success and building on that each and every day. And, you know, there's a reason why some of these cliches are still valid and around to this day, one day at a time and all the rest of that stuff, because they're true at some point. And, as you build on a good day, you build on it again and again, and you kind of pull yourself out of the hole you're in, and you start playing better, and then the fans start cheering, and then you start playing even better, and then they become fans and love the way that you play. So it's, you know, adversity. Everybody faces adversity at some point, whether it's in their career, their business life, their personal life, and how you deal with it and how you meet it head on and head held high is really what's going to define you and allow you to continue to have success.
What was the adjustment like for you? Because obviously it was Mike Keenan that ends up bringing you over. And, you know, Jamie's a huge fan from what I understand.
Not at all.
But you go from Keenan to Joel Quenneville. What was that? What was that switch like? How did those two guys vary? Did one bring more out of you than maybe the other?
Well, I think Joel came in trying to be the anti-Mike and was really focused on positivity, building guys up, structure, good stick, the X's and O's of the game. Mike's more of a motivator. You know, two completely different coaching styles. Mike liked a veteran hockey team. He's not going to, you know, sit around and teach young guys the fine art of playing defense and some of these things. He's going to He's a tactician as it relates to knowing what buttons to push and how to motivate guys and how to push guys. And some guys like that and some guys don't like that. And sometimes you cross the line and other times guys just didn't like it and quit. And so Joel came in and was trying to be totally opposite and was a breath of fresh air for a lot of players. So I like Mike a lot for what he did for my career and showing me, the importance of physical fitness and preparation and things of that nature. So he helped me in that regard. And Joel, obviously, bringing out the X's and O's in me and teaching me some of the finer points and kind of dulling up the rough edges.
Now, Prongs, you talked a lot, and of course, rightfully so, about Al MacInnis and his influence on you as a young defenseman. And, what kind of value do we put enough value on having those veteran guys around to help mold the future of the franchise, kind of like Al did with yourself? And then is there a player in your career, or several, I'm sure, that, kind of fell into the same category where you became the Al MacInnis and that guy was the Chris Pronger?
Yeah, a few different kids. I think Mike Van Ryan was one of those guys. Came in as a young, highly touted prospect out of college. Wanted me to be hard on him. There was times where like Bryce Salvador and Al, some of these guys were looking at me as I'm yelling at him on the bench. But he told me he wanted me to yell at him.
He didn't know what he was getting into. Clearly,
exactly. But. I think he then goes on to have some success in Florida and Toronto and some of these stops that he was in. So you teach kids the game, you teach them how to be a pro. And, I think with each stop, as I got older, you get to Edmonton, you get to Anaheim, you get to Philly. A lot of the things you learned along the way from a lot of those veterans that I spoke about in my speech, you're imparting little things that worked for you and you're hoping that others can pick up on and use in their games and use in their leadership styles and things like that. I got to Edmonton and our captain was Jason Smith, who's a blood and guts warrior. I go to Anaheim and it's Scott Niedermeyer, who's a quiet, unassuming, show you on the ice how to play the game and just be hard to play against. And then I get to Philly and it was Mike Richards and young, still learning the ropes and things of that nature. So you're able to kind of take pieces of all those players and slowly try to add that into your game or pay attention to how people interact with their teammates or interact. So I would arguably say the further along in my career I got, the better I became as a leader, because you're seeing how players react to certain types of leadership styles and you're able to see, okay, this guy's that type of person. He needs this and this guy needs that. You're able to not just paint with the same brush and you're able to kind of pick and choose how you're talking to players and teammates.
Prongs, the week leading up to the jersey retirement, I mean, we had former teammates of yours, broadcasters, and one of the questions that would tend to come up is, hey, how would you describe Chris Pronger's game? And you can imagine the descriptions were fantastic. How do you describe your game?
Crisp first pass. Kind of support the play as much as possible. And then, from the defensive side, make people pay a price. If they want to come down my side, if they want to stand in front of the net, if they want to go in the corner and just make it a battle of attrition and grind on them all game long, all series long, until they don't want to go where they should be going. And slowly you see them standing further and further away from the front of the net, going slower and slower to get that loose puck in the corner. A little hesitation in reaching for a loose puck so that it allows you or your partner to get the puck and get it up. And just kind of grind on people and use my skill and then use my mental side of the game to kind of impose my will on players.
When was it that you started noticing the impact of that? Where you're talking about when somebody comes your way, they're going to pay the price, right?
At seven.
I was probably like, was it seriously? I mean, was it that early? Did you always have that mindset?
It was at a young age that I've always played the game with an edge. Always, played hard, played physical. I don't know. It's just that's the only way I know how to play the game, and the only way I kind of enjoy playing the game. I tried to kind of tone it down for a couple games one year, and I couldn't do it. At some point, you're going to get mad. You're going to get, the temper's going to flare. The energy in the building's going to get to you. The opposing team's going to, do something to get your ire up or something. It's always something. It's just when you play the game a certain way, you just got to let it go and let it fly.
Yeah, Prongs. The one thing that I talked about a couple of days ago here on the show was, regarding your play in general and how your style of play was, perfect for that era in the mid to late 90s, early 2000s. But I went on to say that I think you'd be even more dominant now. And I'm not blowing smoke up your you-know-what right now, but you are the first pass guy, tape-to-tape all the time, able to support the rush, close guys out. I just wonder, in your opinion, how do you think your game would translate, dropping Chris Pronger in his prime right now onto the ice against some of these guys? How do you feel that would translate right now, having to maybe tone down some of the physicality?
Yeah, I got asked about that the other day too, and we were talking about cross-checking, talking about the new edict in within the league vis-a-vis cross-checking and slashing and some of the stuff that is in the rule book, but there are gray areas. And really, it's more about just getting into players. And now everybody wants to front the puck. You got five guys trying to front the puck and block shots and all the rest of that, and the goalie's got all the equipment on. A lot of times you just got to get into guys and get your stick on them, lift their stick, make them feel a little bit of pressure and kind of lean on them a little bit and tire them out. It is a fast game, and in doing so, you've got to be able to move your feet. You got to be able to move the puck quickly. But there is also a time and a place to slow the game down and pick teams apart and meticulously move the puck from here to there. So I would have no qualms if I was healthy playing in the league now. I think when you looked at my career, the first 10 years when it was hooking and holding and leaning on guys versus the next 10 years where it was freewheeling and no hooking and all the rest of that, I would argue my second half of my career was better than my first half, just because you're not as tired. You don't have to deal with leaning on having a 250 pounder leaning all over you, tiring you out, or engaging in a battle in front of the net when you don't have to. I would be all for playing in the league the way it is now. I probably wouldn't be hurt nearly half as much as I was.
Yeah, if a guy's not going near you, that's for sure. Imagine that these days. My goodness. Now, Prongs, the ceremony of the night, again, getting back to that, obviously well-deserved. Some of the memories from your time here in St. Louis, because it was half of your career spent here in St. Louis, and then the second half spent elsewhere. You come back to St. Louis, but overall, and I'm sure you've been asked this probably a number of times, but what are some of the memories of either teams or games or individuals? What's a memory that pops out to you that you remember fondly?
Well, I just remember when we got Gretz here and I was, in the firestorm and dealing with all that stuff and the focus of the fans, the media, Mike, everybody was going to Gretz and rightfully so. And it gave me a chance to kind of reacquire my game and find myself, but also an opportunity to watch him and watch how he came to the rink and prepared, how he practiced, how he played the game, how he handled the media, how he handled the fandom, how he handled the coaching staff and his teammates, and really got to see, somebody that was bigger than the game and the great one, and how all that kind of intertwined into his life. And it was a great learning lesson and something that I used throughout the course of my career.
Proggs, we got a text in to the show that wanted to know about your family during the ceremony, and specifically like your children watching that event. I mean, what was that like for your family, seeing the reverence that the Blues fans have for you, seeing that 44 going up in the rafters? What was it like for them?
It was great. You know, I think getting to see the highlights and going through all that, it's pretty special. And seeing some of that stuff. I know there's a lot of their buddies that were like, yeah, I didn't realize your dad was that mean.
Yeah, no idea.
So, just resurrect. I do have a 13-year-old daughter now, so just kind of get that back out there for those kids that are going to be coming by my house at some point.
Smart. Knocking at the Pronger door.
I don't think that, you know what, even if they didn't know your background, I got a feeling if you open the door, they have an idea.
Yeah. So it was, it was great to have them a part of it and have them be a part of the experience and the emotion of everything. It was cool.
Well, Prongs, look, man, I appreciate you taking some time today to come on here with us. Congrats again on the jersey going up there. Well deserved, my man. Known you for a long time, since we're about 16 years old. So very proud to see that go up there the other night and real happy for you.
Thanks, Russ. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. You take care, man. Say hi to the family.
Yes, sir.
All right, that was Chris Pronger.